Okay, Mark.
Steve.
I hope to see all people there.
No, it's pretty sparse in this room. Yeah.
Huh? Is Paul still there? Because I thought he's still at Zerlop. Am I wrong? He's definitely not here.
I have not seen Paul since last Friday, but I haven't gone down to the hall.
Oh, really? Oh, well. Okay. Well, I guess let's wait for him a little bit, but otherwise I'm not sure what they're going to discuss.
Okay. 10 o'clock now, right? So. But why don't we just start? If no one else shows up, it'll be a short meeting.
Yeah, then I don't know. We have not much to discuss up here.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay, so we always look at the meetings from the minutes from last time.
It was February.
Okay, so at least when I saw them on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I haven't heard from them for a couple of weeks, so you know more of the latest news than I am.
On the last set of minutes that we need to discuss, so let's go on to installation update. Okay, so I was in the hall most recently on Friday. They had just finished putting down the first layer. They had done some modifications where only the center bolts. Even though the bolts had been shaved down, those the ones that go through, they were not attaching all of them. So I think about maybe five on each side of the center bolts. So the bolts don't go all the way out to the edge. They also had to drill out some of the holes in the C clamp to give a little more room. So those are the two changes that I know of since. Say 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But the cheese pieces in the center, I think, are still there, right? Okay. So Chuck's here.
Okay. Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
Let me bring Chuck into the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
There he is.
Hi, yeah.
Good morning.
Okay.
Okay. So, and they were getting ready. Okay, this is Friday. They were getting ready to start with bringing in. Second layer, and Hussein was kind of hanging around. Paul was there. He had a wrench in his hand. The guy working with Paul, the other guy working intensively, I forget the guy's name.
Keith.
Yeah, Keith is the other guy who's worked, the technician who was working with Paul at that time.
Okay.
And
well, what I've seen, the second layer was in.
Go ahead.
They test fit the furthest one out of the shield holder, shield over the PMT, and that seemed to be okay. So that means all the ones inside are going to be nothing but better, right?
Okay.
I see. Okay. Well.
I was down there.
Maybe. Monday?
Friday?
Okay. Friday?
Were you down there on Friday?
I was down there on Friday.
They have both layers laid on?
Okay.
Well, maybe it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Could have been Thursday.
Probably.
Yeah. Don't know.
So I don't know when Paul was expecting to be back.
I don't know. I haven't seen him for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So.
he might be on a boat, actually, for all we know.
Yeah, that I don't know. It's a spring break here, so who knows where he's in. But at least Hussein was supposed to attend those meetings. I don't know where Hussein is. He at least should be at least those meetings. I don't know.
So we get that together, it's the mounting of the time of flight. We have the rails for the mounting and everything's installed. Alignment's going to align them. We're doing that now.
Okay.
Situ, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, so you're putting putting pieces together on the
the whole mounting scheme is pretty much
installed. Okay. Wow. Good. Good. Wow. Okay. I should maybe go over there again.
That would be, you know, the big yellow rails that are going to be sticking out, and the rails and all that stuff should be on.
Cool. Okay. Okay, I guess that's it for installation.
Yeah, okay. What?
Anything more on calibration, Sasha?
No, I haven't. I'm working on class paper at the moment. So I haven't done anything new since collaboration meeting.
Okay. So let's go on to...
And
what about testing results? Did you guys... Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about tests with the short counters or anything like that, or...
Well, I guess I'm done with testing. Data in the database, all the values are there.
Okay.
I can still probably can occasionally look on those data trying to, when I go back to calibration, trying to improve the calibration, but...
Okay, so one thing that I forgot about, and that maybe now's time to mention it briefly, is transfer of the data. We'd like to get a copy of your, you have a SQLite database?
Yeah, it's SQLite file, right.
Yeah. So we'd like to get a copy of that. And then Chuck was collecting procedures once upon a time.
I'll have to look over them.
I grouped them, and I think I need to just finish it off. I mean, I didn't think it was very important. It's kind of blowing up.
I'm just thinking that when he said testing is done, everything is in the database. It's just delightful.
Yeah, I think I have everything. It might be good check with Paul and see if they've changed anything, but I don't think they have.
Okay. All right, so then the next thing is software geometry change. So this is, there was some back and forth. I don't know if this ever got reported, but remember the geometry in the Monte Carlo did not take into account the fact that we split those long ones, and the numbering scheme got changed a little bit. So the geometry is different now than it was, say, a month ago, in the Monte Carlo, in the
software. Monte Carlo, okay.
Okay. And but just bringing it up to reality. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's in and working now. There was a bug with that. Simon fixed it. I think that's copacetic as far as I know.
Okay.
And that brings us to the end of the program for today.
Yeah. I guess so. I hope to see Paul sometimes next week.
Tim sent me email just before the meeting asking me if the meeting was still on. I said yes.
Okay, so no.
That still didn't convince him that he could come over. You know.
Obviously not.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We know how much weight you pull, right?
Okay, so I think,
okay, good.
Yeah. I think okay, that's good, it, though. Guys. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're adjourned.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see you guys.
Oh, wait, hold on.
So I was in a meeting this morning with Tim, and he had mentioned hopefully in March we can have the time of flight up, which would mean Paul needs to come and finish his putting the shields and things on. That's why I was asking when he might be back.
Okay. Yeah, that's useful information.